was wearing a chainmail vest slightly too big for him, and a huge scabbard strapped across his back, which contained no sword but held a variety of scrolls and brushes. His chainmail shirt had a breast pocket with three different coloured pens in a leather pocket protector.
"Ronald Savaloy," he said, shaking Rincewind's hand. "The gentlemen do rather assume considerable knowledge on my part. Let me see, you want to go to Hung Hung, yes?"
Rincewind had been thinking about this. "I want to know the way to Hung Hung," he said guardedly.
"Yes, well, at this time of year, I'd head towards the setting sun until I left the mountains and reached the alluvial plain, where you'll see evidence of drumlins and some quite fine examples of obviously erratic boulders. It's about 10 miles.
Rincewind stared at him. A brigand's directions were usually more along the lines of keep straight on past the burning city and turn right when you've passed all the citizens hanging up by their ears. "Those drumlins sound dangerous," he said.
"They're just a type of post-glacial hill," said Mr. Savaloy.
"What about these erratic boulders? They sound like the kind of thing that'd pounce on..."
"Just boulders dropped a long way from home by a glacier," said Mr. Savaloy. "Nothing to worry about. The landscape is not hostile."
Rincewind didn't believe him. He'd had the ground hit him very hard many times.
"However," said Mr. Savaloy, "Hung Hung is a little dangerous at the moment."
"No, really?" said Rincewind wearily.
"It's not exactly a siege. Everyone's waiting for the Emperor to die. These are what they call here..." He smiled. "Interesting times."
"I hate interesting times." The other hoarders had wandered off, fallen asleep again, or were complaining to one another about their feet. The voice of Cohen could be heard somewhere in the distance.
"Look, this is a match, and this is..."
"You know, you sound a very educated man for a barbarian," said Rincewind.
"Oh, dear me, I didn't start out a barbarian. I used to be a school teacher. That's why they call me Teach."
"What do you teach?"
"Geography. And I was very interested in Oriental."
The Ankh-Morpork name for the counterweight continent and its nearby islands. It means place where the gold comes from.
"Studies. But I decided to give it up and make my living by the sword."
"After being a teacher all your life?"
"It did mean a change of perspective, yes."
"But, well, surely the privation, the terrible hazards, the daily risk of death?" Mr. Savaloy brightened up.
"Oh, you've been a teacher, have you?"
Rincewind looked around when someone shouted. He turned to see two of the horde arguing nose to nose. Mr. Savaloy sighed.
"I'm trying to teach them chess," he said. "It's vital to the understanding of the Oriental mind, but I am afraid they have no concept of taking turns at moving, and their idea of an opening gambit is for the king and all the pawns to rush up the board together and set fire to the opposing rooks."
Rincewind leaned closer.
"Look, I mean, Genghis Cohen," he said. "Has he gone off his head? I mean... just killing half a dozen geriatric priests and nicking some paste gems, yes. Attacking 40,000 guards all by himself is certain death."
"Oh, he won't be by himself," said Mr. Savaloy.
Rincewind blinked. There was something about Cohen. People caught optimism off him, as though it was the common cold. "Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, I'd forgotten that. 7 against 40,000. I shouldn't think you'll have any problems. I'll just be going... fairly quickly, I think."
"We have a plan. It's a sort of..."
Mr. Savaloy hesitated, his eyes unfocused slightly.
"You know, thing. Bees do it. Wasps, too. Also some jellyfish, I believe. Had the word only a moment ago. Ugh, it's going to be the biggest one ever, I think."
Rincewind gave him another blank stare. "I'm sure I saw a spare horse," he said.
"Let me give you this," said Mr. Savaloy. "Then perhaps you'll understand. It's what it's all about, really."
He handed Rincewind a small bundle of papers fastened together by a loop of string through one corner. Rincewind, shoving it hastily into his pocket, noticed only the title on the first page. It said...